in feasibility, I need to see what does the feasibility means. Feasibility means is that a bank land up into how many applications typically a bank has? Any guesses? Number of applications you manage on technology applications? 300, 400? 500 plus? In multinational bank, Barclays and Lloyds, it will be 2,000, 3,000. As you keep on growing, you keep fragmenting. The growth and fragmentation are assumed solution. That's how the banks have grown over the period of time, rather than looking customer in the center. Second is, for each new application, what is the next complexity at? The data for that application is different, because you buy that app, you create a new application, and you create a new data model. So one customer sits in how many data model? Typically, one customer will have how many copies of that customer record? 10-15 copies to hogi na? Kam se kam 10-15 copies of same customer. And when the call comes to somebody, one data is updated, second data is not updated. That's the operation problem is. And then he gets upset, then you cool him down. If he's a premium customer, then somebody has to say, no, it's a simple problem. We are not updated. He said, I have updated in two systems. Why are you asking third system to be updated? It doesn't go automatically. So different data models, because you are buying the technologies from different vendors, and different vendors bring their own data model. Every solution comes with a new data model. And then within the bank, siloed operations. So there's a SME operations team, risk team, so there's a siloed operation. So these are the complexity, the real current reality of any banking technologies are there. So what Sanjeev painted a picture of beyond banking, the issue of current banking itself is not sorted out. Beyond banking comes in next stage of solving the problem. Desirability can be addressed by unified architecture. If I have a unified architecture somehow, I don't know how to start and where to start, and everybody is a dream that I should have a unified architecture. Again, it's a dream state, or it's an end state. By unifying the architecture, it can be somewhat solved better. The way bank used to have multiple corporate offices, they start consolidating and creating one big architecture where you create a department where they can collaborate better. Similarly, technology architecture could be consolidated. Or there could be some different ways of doing it. We'll discuss what possibilities are there and what technologies we have observed. Second is, I can do it by composing the solutions rather than buying the products. Composing means I have a basic algorithms available, and those basic algorithms, I start putting a micro, which we call microservices, which are available, I can start composing it. So my thinking process will be very different for composability. And then I will build up, those applications should be contextual to the customer. So if I say Tamil Nadu contextuality or a Jharkhand complex contextuality or a small SME contextuality to the large SME or big corporate contextuality, how do I build in an application? And then it has to be supported by enterprise-grade technology. The challenge is enterprise-grade. Enterprise-grade is that when there are so many moving parts, your grid backbone has to be enterprise-grade. In terms of security, in terms of performance, the risk of security on cloud is so high. It's extremely, extremely high. One small error can have a brand reputation risk of the bank. One is the financial risk. Financial risk is still people can recover the money after some time. But the brand risk is phenomenally high on security. performance risk. That enterprise-grade quality requires another important element,